WMIS-FM, The River, 92.1, Black Dog Bemidji.
I still can't even hardly believe my ears when you even tell me this.
Translator K237FJ, 95.3, Thief River Falls, and W300BP, 107.9, Grand Rapids.
Now this I love.
Northern Minnesota's rock station. The following is a special presentation of the Beaver Radio Network. It's time for the huddle at the Tavern of South Shore. Each Wednesday, get into the huddle with Beaver coaches and student athletes. The huddle is Beaver football.
Shotgun snap, looks to pass into the corner of the end zone. Wide open, underthrown, but caught. Touchdown, Bemidji State. Touchdown to Brendan Bolio. Bolio, his second touchdown of the season. Just a fade right down the far sideline.
The Tavern on the South Shore, where Lakeside meets your hungrier side. The huddle is the Beaver Radio Network.
Good evening and welcome to the huddle at the Tavern on South Shore. The Beaver Radio Network ready to begin. I believe it's our 23rd season. 22nd season?
22nd season.
But last year was our 22nd season.
No, last year was our 21st season.
All right, so I already failed math. Guess I got to go back to school.
Bossman and I were doing math today, weren't we?
Well, Biss and I refuse to do any math. Yeah. We're terrible at it.
It's been a long time, let's just say that. It's been a couple of decades.
It's been a long time since we have had a coach's show.
It's
too
been
dang
a
long.
Long time since we've seen a football game.
Yeah, the last time we did the show was, the second week of March 2020?
The day before the sports world stopped. Actually, yeah. It was the night of. If I'm remembering correctly, I went home from the show, turned on ESPN because I had heard some rumblings throughout the afternoon, and that's when Rudy Gobert tested positive. It was that Wednesday. Everything shut down on Thursday. Bowling Green was on their way here.
Yeah, I remember getting it. Well, at first she texted me, and I think in the morning, that said, it's just going to be us, no fans. And like within 2 hours, it was, there is no more games. Who knew it would be almost 11 months
just
before
depressing.
The next hockey game? Yeah.
656 days between Beaver football games.
Wow.
656 days. Wait ends tomorrow.
Wow.
Unfortunately, the Beavers have to go on the road first, so Beaver fans have to wait until next Saturday, the 11th, to witness a Beaver game, unless they're getting in the car and headed to Sioux Falls tomorrow, just like I am.
It's possible. It's not that far.
What is it, Chelsea? 6 hours?
5.5-ish or so.
Well, anybody who's anxious for some live BSU college football, that's nothing after 2 years, right?
Go check it out. The coaches huddle here at the Tavern. We are giving away all sorts of stuff every single Wednesday. We're giving away Beaver tickets. We're giving away, until the Renaissance Festival is over in October, Renaissance Festival tickets. And every 20 minutes that we are on the air, we're giving away Tavern gift cards, which can be used tonight.
Wow, sweet.
So free food, free beverage on a gift card could be yours. You just need to get down here to the coaches' huddle at the Tavern. Bemidji State Director of Athletics Tracy Dill is with us. Tracy, thanks for joining us here on our inaugural show here at the Tavern.
Yeah, thank
you,
guys.
It's been too long of a wait, hasn't it?
Thank you. Yeah, it has been a long time. So, you know, last year was a little bit of a different season. Once we got going in November, though, it's for athletics, other than no fans at our games, it was pretty much normal once we got through the testing process of it and we were able to play games. It was just unfortunate that we weren't able to have people at our game and have you know, people experience some of the things that I got to experience and you guys as well.
Well, so the men's hockey team and the women's basketball team in particular had fantastic seasons.
Yep.
And nobody could watch them.
Yeah, that's correct. And it was unfortunate. I've been at that last year was my eighth year at BSU, and the games that I saw for hockey were unbelievable, and I got to experience some really good basketball too. And Coach DeVille has really got a program going there as well, so we're excited. So,
well, I mean, everybody had to persevere, obviously, but let's go back to the beginning, back in football season when it was canceled. I mean, obviously, that is a huge decision. All the fall sports got kicked to the curb because of the unknown.
Yeah, it wasn't canceled right away. It was postponed with the thought that we would move games into the spring. And then it became a logistic problem to be able to do that, quite frankly. So we ended up working towards scrimmages. And we were able to scrimmage a little bit with some outside competition, but it was still quite a challenge to be able to do that with the numbers that we had and everything. So, but we were able to get most of it done. Soccer played quite a few competitions during the spring, and volleyball did as well. So it worked out.
Tracy, as an athletic director, you look back on last year. Could you have ever imagined that you would have to deal with that much adversity in one single sports season or school year than you did? And what did you learn from that year?
The simple answer is no, I did not. And what did I learn? I never want to go through it again. Although this year isn't as good as what I'd like to see it, to be real honest with you.
I don't want to remember all the chaos from last year, so let's look ahead. Beaver football starts tomorrow. How proud of you are those student athletes that they were able to stick through everything last year and get themselves in a position to get on a bus today and head to Sioux Falls?
Yeah, we always do everything to make the best opportunity for the student, and that's always our goal. Our goal is we want to play. We want to give them the best opportunity we can to make sure that they get to have that experience, and that's always our goal.
So what are the protocols now? Obviously, the pandemic hasn't gone away, but we're learning to live with it and deal with it. What are the protocols?
Real simple. If they're vaccinated, and we need to know because the NCAA has protocols that we have to follow. If they're vaccinated, we do not test them. Only if they're in close contact with someone that does test positive. We don't quarantine them, but we do test them after day 3 or 5 to find out if there's any positive in that. All students, the athletes that don't disclose they're vaccinated or not vaccinated, we test each one of those. We do antigen tests, and they test 3 times a week. Monday, Wednesday, Friday, we test in the morning. And if there's a positive and they're in close proximity of a positive, they're in quarantine, so they're out. So we really encourage students to get vaccinated. And you're starting to see some of the buildings that you go into, some of the schools are going to require vaccinations too, so we're working towards that to make sure that we encourage students to do that. It's their choice, obviously, but again, there's going to be some requirements in there that we have to follow, and we will follow. And that's pretty much where we're at. We do require masking on bus because of contact tracing. The university, as you know, for on-campus buildings indoors, we do require masking, but outdoors, no. All of our student athletes, when they're lifting, and we do try to keep them socially distanced, but we don't ask them to mask when they're in the strength area or in practices, that type of thing. But we try to mitigate as much as possible so that we can do what we want to do, and that's to be able to compete. So that's the goal that we work for every week.
At what point did the NCAA, prior to the season, announce that they were going to have those mandates? And that's got to be expensive to do all that testing. Obviously, you're hoping that these student athletes are going to go ahead, get vaccinated, make things a lot easier on the university, aren't you?
Yeah, and the big thing, yeah, there is a cost to it, and there's a lot of time that goes into it, too. We do not offer, you know, surveillance testing within the city of Bemidji. There's, you know, like St. Cloud, Mankato, Duluth, Winona, Moorhead. They all have free surveillance testing right in the community. And Bemidji does not offer that, so that presents a challenge. And we've been able to work, just like I said, we want to make sure that we provide an opportunity for our students to be able to have an opportunity to compete and do it safely. So what we have done is our athletic training staff has just done an unbelievable job. Eric Sands, the head athletic trainer, and he's been able to work with multiple ways with testing, and we're a certified lab with our athletic training staff now to be able to do it. So it's been good, and we try to move forward in that direction.
Bemidji State Director of Athletics Tracy Dill, our guest here tonight at the Coach's Huddle at the Tavern on South Shore. We're here every Wednesday night. Next week, Coach Bolte will be joining us. The team left for Sioux Falls already this morning, so kind of hard for him to be here tonight because I don't think he wanted to get in the car with me tomorrow morning and drive there right before the game. But we will have the game for you tomorrow night. Our Budweiser pregame show begins at 5:30, kickoff just after 6 o'clock right here on 92.1 The River. Tracy, when the football team returns home next weekend to the Chet, it's first responders recognition days. I don't think I'm saying that right, but you're honoring all the first responders anyway next week. What will fans notice different when they come to the Chet?
Really, hopefully not a lot, because we're outside, and we'll still have tickets on sale. We're planning to tailgate Diamond Point Park. Pending approval, we turned the permit in to make sure that we got that on board. We'll have some options in there for people to do, but we want it to be as normal as possible, and we're outside. There's no restrictions that I'm aware of right now. It could change tomorrow, I mean, as we know with this, but hopefully not. And, you know, as long as you saw this week, there were some schools that were unable to get their first game in because not so much from one team couldn't make it to be able to play because of testing, and that throws everybody out of kilter a little bit. So hopefully that's some of the reason why we've delayed with ticketing a little bit, is to make sure that we know the game's on, and then people can purchase tickets. And I know that's not the best way to do it, but it's also probably the safest way for us to be able to do it without doing a ton of refunds. So that's our options right now. But I don't think we're going to have, honestly, you know, I think it's a 2 o'clock start. Should be a beautiful day. You know, I looked at the long-range forecast. How good's that? Tomorrow's supposed to rain in Sioux Falls. So, but the long-range forecast looks like a nice day. 69 degrees next Saturday. So it looks great.
Well, so you're getting everything ready. It's been a while. Is there anything, like, operationally that you've had to do different?
Good question. Kind of retrain yourself a little bit because
I didn't remember where all these wires got plugged in today because it's been 2 years.
I hear you. Now, we go through and make sure everything works because, you know, and Tim Ballou has done a really nice job. He moved into head of our event management. He's our associate athletic director in event management now. He was in that role before, but also was with baseball. We split that position out now. and that's going to help a lot. I know that our concessions operation's going to be full force, and I think he gets an opportunity to do that tomorrow night with the high school game at the Chet Anderson. So we're just trying to get things looking good. Make sure your signs are up, Bish, too. So those types of.
What about indoors, like for volleyball?
Volleyball, we hosted last weekend scrimmages. We had, it was BSU, UMD, UMC, Minnesota Crookston, and Augsburg from the Twin Cities. So we had four schools in there. We did ask them to mask, but only when they were coming in and out. But when they were playing, no, they weren't on the bench. There is a few things different in volleyball where the teams would switch benches. That's no longer this year. A couple things in football, too. They did extend the sideline. Right now, the sidelines are marked at 25 if you look at our turf. College moves to the 20, so we'll have markings out there for our home game. I don't think high school's made that change, but college, we've extended the sidelines for COVID, so that is one change that was made in there. We will require ball boys, chain crew, all that, to either declare proof of vaccination or... Well, they'll have to test before they go out. Most of our ball boys are student athletes who are already in that protocol already from that. But indoor, that's pretty much it. The fans, because it is on state property, we would require fans to wear a mask in there, but we don't have a limitation on what we can have in the building. So as of today, we don't.
Bemidji State Director of Athletics, Tracy Diller, guest here tonight at the Coach's Huddle at the Tavern. We take a break while we're inside here at the Tavern. We're giving away stuff, including Tavern gift cards. Every single week, we give them away. Every Wednesday night, we're here at the Coach's Huddle at the Tavern on the Beaver Radio Network.
The Huddle at the Tavern on the South Shore. The Huddle is the Beaver Radio Network on WMIS-FM, The River.
Ah, the taco. Is there anything more delightfully simple and delicious? At Taco John's, we think not. There's a reason more people choose our crispy beef tacos. That's because we cook each crispy shell fresh in-house every day, then fill it with our signature 100% American beef, mild sauce, lettuce, and cheese. Five classic ingredients. Taco John's loves tacos so much, we not only put it in our name, we gave it a special day. Taco Tuesday. Get seasoned crispy beef tacos for just 99 cents each every Taco Tuesday at Taco John's. Bigger, bolder, better.
Drive through and pick up only at Taco John's.
What's up, y'all? This is Chase Rice hanging outdoors with an ice cold Mountain Dew. You know, it's easy to tell who really loves the outdoors. One thing, there's a rack on your car and a hitch on the back of your truck. There's a garage full of toys from wakeboards to dirt bikes. And there's a cooler full of Mountain Dew always at the ready. Because when it's time to get out and do, you know, hit the lake or the deer stand, a cooler of Mountain Dew, that's as important a piece of outdoor gear as your four-wheeler or your fishing rod. Mountain Dew. Do the do.
Great players know all about using energy wisely. Otter Tail Power Company recognizes Bemidji State University Beavers men's and women's athletics for bringing its energy to the fans listening to live game coverage on the Beaver Radio Network. Teamwork and dedication have brought many rewards over the years. And Otter Tail Power Company encourages you to keep the energy going, Beavers. Best wishes for a memorable season of Bemidji State University sports. Go Beavers!
A new career is waiting for you during the 2021 Fall Job Fair at the Sanford Center, Wednesday, September 8th from 2 to 6 p.m. Many of the companies signed up for the job fair have multiple positions to offer with elevated pay, benefits, and more. There's hundreds of jobs just waiting for you with these local area businesses.
Green Mill, FedEx, Always There Staffing, Nortec, Bob Louth, Lukens Village Foods, Servicemaster, Fastenal, Sanford Health, Eagles Club, Hampton Inn, McDonald's, Evergreen Youth and Family. Family Services, Jimmy John's, Leech Lake Gaming,
Elder Care of Bemidji,
Fozzie's,
JRS,
Applebee's, Sanford Center,
Big Apple Bagels,
Nye Bottling,
Lighthouse Lodge,
Knife River, the Northwest Minnesota Foundation, Stitsworth Meats,
Walmart,
Buffalo Wild Wings, and more.
Whether you're coming back to the workforce or looking for something better, there's a job waiting for you. The 2021 Job Fair, September 8th at the Sanford Center. Brought to you by 218 Together, the Sanford Center, and Pask Van Digital.
The Huddle at the Tavern on the South Shore. The Huddle is the Beaver Radio Network on WMIS-FM, The River.
I like to live a little. I like to drink a little. I like to smoke a little.
Welcome back to the Coach's Huddle here at the Tavern on South Shore. Schultze, Biss, and Kel back with you for year 22 on the Beaver Radio Network. We'll kick things off tomorrow night. Beaver football on the road at the University of Sioux Falls. Our Budweiser pregame show begins at 5:30 tomorrow night, kickoff just after 6 o'clock. Home opener then for Beaver football is next Saturday against Wayne State. Then the following weekend, the Beavs travel to Mankato to take on Minnesota State, and then they'll wrap up play against the South against Augustana on September the 25th. At home, that'll be homecoming Bemidji State.
And by the way, we've got two more Beaver Radio Network broadcasts next week, Friday and Sunday. Beaver Soccer, they are hosting Michigan Tech and Northern Michigan. So should be a good matchup there, Friday and Sunday.
BeaverRadioNetwork.com, give you all the details you need there. Bemidji State Director of Athletics, Tracy Dill, with us tonight. Tracy, before we switch gears to hockey tickets, and I've had a ton of people asking me about them, and long and the short of it, yes, hockey tickets are on sale right now. But on the field, I don't know that I have ever seen a sophomore quarterback in college who has been in town for 5 years and has played in 3 games. And, oh, by the way, he's a captain. Brandon Ault has had some horrible luck with injuries. But you talk about a guy who is certainly classroom smart when it comes to football. It's Brandon Ault.
Yeah, he's the real deal. He's just an outstanding leader around all summer, just doing unbelievable hard work to get himself ready to go. He has had some unfortunate injuries, and no one's hoping more than me that he, just because he's such a fantastic kid, that you want good things to happen to people that work as hard as he do. So we're hoping the best, because if he plays well, we'll be pretty good. So
Gabe Ames was named a preseason All-American, two-time captain. I mean, you talk about a guy who's, I think he's already played in 31 games as a Beaver. And that's, by the time he's done this year, that's an impressive career.
Yeah, he's a special player. He was when he got here as a true freshman, and he's really good. The left tackle, too, Ryan Fuller, is another one that's exceptional. But we have some good players, guys that were around during the summer that worked out hard. I'm excited to see where we're at. I think we're going to be pretty good up front defensively. Which is usually I'm going back to my old football coaching day. I know that if I had good people up front on both sides of the ball, I had a really good chance to win. And I know defensively, just watch them, they move. So we're excited for that.
How many of the seniors that missed out on their senior season stuck around? They had the option, right, to come back?
Yeah, they did. I think, I don't know what the exact number is, but
I think it was 12.
I think the roster size we have right now is around 113, and it's a little bigger than normal, but I think that's some because of the COVID year, and we want to keep increasing roster size if possible. I'm a big believer that in all our sports that you only get better if you practice, and you got to practice at high tempo. And it takes lots of people to be able to do that. And if you have an injury, you can continue to practice at the level you need to. So Yeah, excited for that. Excited to watch our soccer team. If I know Kelly's going to do the game next Friday, but we play North Dakota on Friday. We've got some really, really good talent on that team, so it's going to be fun to watch.
Well, I remember the last time Bemidji State played North Dakota in a exhibition game. Didn't BSU beat them 2-1 or something like that?
We did. You know, we have some players in there that are pretty exceptional, and they can make some good things happen. So, yeah, it was fun.
All right, since I literally have been asked 50 times in the last month, men's hockey tickets are on sale. Fans will be allowed in the Sanford Center this year, correct?
Yep. Season tickets are on sale right now. Jackie Meixner out at the Sanford Center can get you set up. It's easy. If you've had an account before on Ticketmaster, it took my wife and myself exactly 2 minutes to do our ticket renewal. And that's all it is. It's really simple. And you have the ability to do multiple things with the Ticketmaster account. It's really easy to do. But season tickets are on sale now. If you've had season tickets in the past, we're going to hold those for a while because of COVID. We want people to purchase them. But we are putting single game tickets on sale for people that are season ticketers that have bought season tickets right now. They can purchase single game tickets and next the 8th through the 12th of September. And they get first dibs on the single game tickets. And then the general public will open up on the 13th. For single game tickets. So for that'll be for all our games. And we have some, as you know, some pretty significant great games early on. And then, to conclude the year, we finish with St. Cloud on New Year's Eve at 6 o'clock right here at the Sanford Center too. So should be kind of fun.
So the season ticket for BSU Beaver men's hockey, does that still include the women's games?
Correct. They do.
A 2-for-1 deal. I mean, you're going to get to see two amazing hockey teams on the ice here at the Sanford Center. There's only a handful of double headers. I looked at the schedule already to see if Schultze and I were at home at the same time. But those games are always fun because you can go to the women's game, leave there, walk through the tunnel, connect it here to the tavern, have dinner, and then go back to the men's game, right? It's kind of the plan.
Now, Tracy, what about the protocols for fans? They might be asking. You probably don't know that quite yet for the Sanford Center and hockey games. What if they'll have to wear a mask or what the protocols might be?
Our first games that we host will be October 8th. We're still 5 weeks out. So much can change. I'm not going to predict anything right now. But our goal now playing games with fans, and we want people there, and we truly feel like it'll be a good situation to do it. We are gonna for season ticket holders that have purchased tickets or looking to buy additional tickets, that type of thing, we're gonna open up one of the coaches right now can have 4 hours a week on the ice with the players. So September 14th, from 6 o'clock to 7 o'clock, we're going to open it up where we're going to have the coaches mic'd. The players are going to be on the ice. You'll get a sneak peek at all the new players and the returners. And they're going to do some fun things on the ice on the 14th from 6 to 7. It'll be an opportunity for fans to, if they want to buy single game tickets, check out their season tickets where their location is, or purchase season tickets, they'll have that opportunity. So Tuesday, I believe, September 14th, 6 to 7 at the Sanford Center.
How many hoops, how many headaches, but yet how rewarding has the transition to the CCHA been?
I think it's going to be tremendous from the ability to schedule a little closer travel for us. I think some of the things of the league with Donnie Lucia and some of the things that we've come together to do, I think you're going to see a better production, not only for you're going to see officials that will be mic'd up this year for the first time. We're going to expand our in-house production with the amount of replays that we can do. We can bring now, instead we were originally doing 4 replays capability with cameras, we can do 12 camera replays. So we're going to have blue line cameras, we're going to have the overhead shots, just the hedge cameras, all the corner cameras, all of that, that'll all be in there, be able to help enhance the a separate stream just for the stream. We'll have a separate ability for that. So the in-house is separate from the stream. So we think that's all going to be good stuff.
Well, and you got a great schedule. I mean, I think when you think of BSU hockey and who you wish they'd play every year, this year they're almost all lined up. You got UND, you got UMD, and you got St. Cloud. The only one maybe missing would be Minnesota, and that's next year, I think, or next season. But for fans, there's a cup, a home and home with North Dakota, St. Cloud, and UMD. And then, of course, all the CCHA action as well that their season ticket gets them.
Yeah, and we did a contract. We just did it, actually, with UND for 7 years. So we have worked in agreements in on that. The following year, I believe we have UMD, SCSU, and UND again, and then Arizona State comes back to us. So that's the way the league is set up. You have 26 conference games. So 1 year we're going to have 14 home, 12 on the road in the conference, and then that allows you, you have 34 games you can play. So that gives you 8 non-conference dates. So the year that that we only have 12 at home, we want to have more non-conference games at our place to offset that. So that's kind of the way we've been working the schedule a little bit to plan ahead that way. So,
well, I know people are excited to see a new team playing Division I in Minnesota, and that's the University of St. Thomas. They're both adding men's and women's to both of the WCHA on the women's side and on the men's side, the CCHA. Tracy, what does that say about college hockey as far as its growth here in the state of hockey?
Yeah, it's exciting. It really helps our women's league out immensely because there's not as many teams in the region, so adding one in, it balances our schedule out for the WCHA for women, but it also gives us a good natural rival because it's in the state, and it allows us, gives us 4 additional games a year that we weren't having after UND dropped women's ice hockey. But St. Thomas for the men is, I mean, they've got a good plan. I think because all their sports went Division I, so they have the 5-year, I believe, moratorium before they can play in the NCAAs. But Phil Estens, the athletic director there, has a lot of experience at the University of Minnesota, Penn State as well, when they added hockey there. But there's a lot of movement going on in college hockey. It's going to be some exciting stuff. I can tell you, Augustana is going to make the move here in 2023. They'll start that fall. Sioux Falls is a great community for hockey, and we're excited, too, because that's another school within close proximity as well. And I think you just have to keep looking across. There's some real – I've been on some interesting conversations with some people, and college hockey's on the move, and it's kind of catching on. And if you look, look at our roster and look where everybody comes from and the growth, and that's going to be where the growth you're going to see coming in hockey. And the NHL has done just an absolutely marvelous job of promoting and wanted to see the growth in college hockey as well.
A lot has been made this summer, Tracy, about the lawsuit with the NCAA. Their name, image, and likeness that's now allowed as well for athletes. I don't foresee that being a big issue in Bemidji or with college hockey, but it certainly is going to be for college football and college basketball.
Honestly, I think eventually it will benefit some of our kids.
I'm not talking the millions of dollar contracts at Division I football and quarterbacks are signing before they even play a game.
There's not very many of those anyway.
True.
So, but I do think down the road it'll provide some opportunity. We'll embrace it for our students to be able to do it, and you know, I quite frankly, if they've got the ability and want to work hard to do a few things like that, I'm more power to them to be able to do it. So
a lot of speculation, especially with big time D1 college football, that they're going to just run themselves. The NCAA is going to have nothing to do with them. Is there any concern of what Division II and Division III are going to do from a governing standpoint and a policing standpoint?
Well, you know, there's going to be the NCAA meetings this year are going to be pretty interesting, to be real honest with you. There's some initial meetings that will happen in November, and then the January meeting, too. There's going to be a lot of discussion. I never speculate too much because I know some things, and I just think that don't jump the gun right away. Just make sure you read, and there's some good educational things that'll be coming out on it. So I'll see what happens here. I'll wait with you. How about that?
Works for me. Tracy, when it comes to roster sizes, you mentioned this, that your football roster is bigger than it's been. A lot of that is the COVID extra year. How difficult has that been to manage from a scholarship standpoint? Of, you got more people right now that have gotten scholarships that are still here, and you've already awarded some to people that were coming in.
It worked out well because our university made a commitment to we made some increases in some areas because we're not maxed, as you know. And the challenge comes in that, like the hockeys, we had a few that were able to use the extra year. That money's exempt, but we still got to have the funding to be able to. So we had to raise that money to be able to do that. The beauty of having the rosters the size as they are right now, it's really important because I firmly believe it is. You only get better if you practice effectively, and so we want to continue to have our numbers up like this. Our numbers a year ago were we've actually increased the number of student athletes in the last 4 years, probably 60 over that period of time. Our duplicate numbers because of track and field and everything is drastically increased too because of the number of, we have student athletes that do participate in more than one sport. So again, the reason you want a duplicate number is that's the number you budget to. Because regardless if they're one student, if they're in two sports, you gotta budget your numbers based on that. So that's why we do it that way.
I would imagine there's a lot of enthusiasm in the athletic department and at practices these days.
Yeah, I've been trying to get around as much as I can, especially early on here. And there's just unbelievably nice to look out my window and see students walking around and being engaged in what's going on. It's what college campuses are all about. And, you know, we have such a beautiful campus, and to have students around and get experience in that, and the beach and everything down by the lake, it's fun to watch.
Tracy, if season ticket holders or donors or sponsors or anybody's got questions, how can they get a hold of you and get those questions answered?
How they can call the athletic office, and Deb will get them to me or whoever else in our department that handles those questions. But that's the best way to start, is just go right to the athletic office or email me. I mean, all our information's on our website, and I respond to emails quickly. So go ahead.
And you can get tickets for, like, football, just walking right up.
Yeah.
The day of the game.
Oh, yeah. We're going to have a lot of different, because of, we're not selling in advance as much. So what we're going to do is we're going to open up a little bit earlier, and we're going to have plenty of points of purchase places, too, so that, you know, we anticipate the first game, and, you know, everything goes well, and we're playing that game. You know, it should be good. 9/11, 20-year anniversary, and some of that. And then we're also looking at homecoming the following week, the Shriner game the next week on the second. And then we have a game with Moorhead coming up, and we have something on that. We have Hall of Fame on the 30th. So there's stuff going on every week, and then Senior Day and Veterans Day in there as well.
Tracy, thank you very much. Best of luck this year.
Thank you guys for all you do, and this is a great location. Looks glad to see a great crowd like that. So thanks for everything you guys do. So I appreciate it. It's a good relationship.
We will take a break. While we are, we're giving away more free stuff here. It's the Coach's Huddle at the Tavern. You should be here. That's how you can win free stuff right here on the Beaver Radio Network.
The Huddle at the Tavern on the South Shore. The Huddle is the Beaver Radio Network on WMIS-FM, The River.
Farming requires well-built equipment, Kubota equipment that's proven for over a century, tractors that are adaptable and versatile, hay tools backed by a 2-year warranty, Sidekick and RTV utility vehicles where durability and functionality meet speed, productive wheeled and track skid steers for the most demanding projects. To see the full line of quality Kubota equipment, visit Acme Tools, Highways 2 and 71 North Bemidji, and ask for a free demo.
The Green Mill in Bemidji is hiring. Multiple kitchen positions with line cooks starting at $15 minimum with no experience needed. Also hiring servers and banquet positions with full-time, part-time, and seasonal positions available to fit your schedule. Benefits include paid vacation, IRA match, meal discounts, and more. The Green Mill is an equal opportunity employer offering a great work atmosphere with friendly staff and management. Start your new career today and apply online at greenmill.com/careers or stop by the Green Mill in Bemidji for an application.
Hi, Dan the Chevy Man. Oops, I mean Dan the GM Man here. Not only do we have a full line of Chevys, we have Buick, GMC, and Cadillac. Summer is here, and now is a great time to drive that vehicle you've been looking for. Along with our awesome new car and truck lineup, we have a super pre-owned inventory. And don't forget about our excellent customer service, full body shop, and dependable parts and service departments. For all your automotive needs, remember Donlinger GM in Bemidji. Chevy, find new roads.
The Gigazone from Paul Bunyan Communications is 10 times faster. Now you can get internet upload and download speeds up to 10 gigabits per second. Plus, you can add Gigazone Blast Wi-Fi featuring Wi-Fi 6 technology to get the best in-home wireless experience. For the fastest internet service for your home or business, choose Minnesota's largest broadband cooperative, Paul Bunyan Communications, powered by the Gigazone. It's right here. Service availability depends upon location. Some restrictions may apply.
Experience light when and where you want it with Hunter Douglas window treatments from Sterling Carpet One. Our PowerView system lets you move your shades according to schedules you set, day or night, whether you're home or away. Available in colors and fabrics to suit your style. Hunter Douglas, live effortlessly.
You dream, we design. Sterling Carpet One.
The Huddle at the Tavern on the South Shore. The Huddle is the Beaver Radio Network on WMIS-FM, The River.
Welcome back to the Coach's Huddle here at the Tavern on South Shore. Schultze, Biss, and Cal ready to kick off another Beaver sports season tomorrow. I will head to Sioux Falls in the morning, Beaver football. Budweiser pregame show at 5:30, kickoff just after 6 o'clock. Last time BSU played Sioux Falls was homecoming here, 2018. Beavers beat them for their ninth straight homecoming win.
Ooh, I don't remember that.
I remember that.
Sioux Falls was up in the first half.
Oh, I do.
The Beavers
that.
Came back. The previous matchup between these two will be featured in Bucky's Legends tomorrow night. It's 2016. Beavers raced out to a 20-point first quarter lead. Gave up 34 points in the third quarter. Went for two with no time on the clock to win it.
Wow.
Do any of you remember what happened in that game?
I don't.
You'll find out tomorrow night on Bucky's Legends. Comes your way at halftime during the football broadcast tomorrow.
Some of the memories just keep popping back up now that we're talking about
the last time BSU played. The last time BSU played football was the Augustana homecoming game, where they drove the length of the field and went for two. There was a penalty. Ran the same exact play, went for two again, and scored and won. The next week, they went to Southwest, did the same exact thing. Rallied in the fourth quarter, marched down the field, and won. It was those two back-to-back weeks where it was sheer chaos.
And you didn't think they'd have it in them. But, again, that was two years ago. A whole season lost, so it's just, I think everybody's just kind of, this starts to make it feel a little bit more normal where we're back on Wednesdays and here at the Tavern, and then once we get in that press box and a week from Saturday up at the Chet, it'll start to kind of come back to being maybe this will be how it goes back to where we're back to doing everything again, and hopefully there aren't any. Or if there are any, just changes.
Knock on
no
wood.
Changes. But, it is what it is. But it's nice to be back and to be doing these things. And just so hard to believe it's been so long.
When Schultze said that he talked to Brandon Ault, who's been here 5 years, he's a sophomore, he's played in three games. I remember watching him play in one of those three games. It was a big game, wasn't it?
You would have seen him the first game at Augie.
Yes.
3 years ago.
Yes, and it was a great football game, and I can imagine.
And he was hurt in the first half.
He's not the only one from that team that remembers this series against Sioux Falls in that last game. So there's got to be a lot of guys from that crew.
I was really surprised to go back into the highlights from 2 years ago, and there's still a bunch of highlights from people that are still on the roster.
Oh,
like, man, I'm going to have to find a highlight for football of somebody that's graduated not here anymore. And I found one for Brendan Bolio.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he's only a junior this year.
Which is, now that's going to really seem very strange. Because, you can say some of those names. They're going to be familiar.
Del Duncan Busby.
Yeah.
Only a junior.
Yeah.
Malik Williams. Senior.
Oh, yeah. Okay. All right.
Starting tailback, Sage Booker. Backup, Mikhail Harn. James Hoovy, starting center. He's a captain.
Wow.
Ryan Fuller, left tackle. Captain.
So some stayed. Some, even though they lost their season, they could stay and be seniors again. So some stayed, some left, right?
12 came back.
12 came back, which means a bunch left at the same time, unfortunately.
Well, remember this too, Biss.
A few. So
remember this. A lot of those guys redshirted their freshman year. They played their freshman year. They still had lots of years left ahead of them, and they get
some of them had medical redshirts thrown in there too,
right,
plus a COVID year. Some of them, yes, have been in town for 6 or 7 years.
Wow.
Which is just hard
insane
to fathom. I mean, I've been interviewing Gabe Ames for 5 years.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, and I think it speaks to the program that they want to stick around, and also that, I mean, they've got all these new people coming in, so it's just one of those weird scenarios where you've got a ton of people on the roster now.
They don't even fit on the sheet.
I believe. What did he say, 113?
Yeah.
They got a lot of depth.
I only have room for 100 on the defensive chart. I had to delete all of the people I knew were redshirting this year, or they didn't fit. It's a good problem to have.
They used to give them numbers, but they only will go up to 99. I'm pretty sure on that.
There's a lot of duplicate numbers on this football roster.
They'll do A, 38B.
Yeah.
Probably means you aren't going to be playing, but you get a number anyway.
You do. We will kick off our season tomorrow night. Budweiser pregame show at 5:30 from Sioux Falls right here on the river. We'll take a break. Give away some more free stuff here. It's the Coach's Huddle at the Tavern. It's the Beaver Radio Network.
The Huddle at the Tavern on the South Shore. The Huddle is the Beaver Radio Network on WMIS-FM, the river.
There will be stages in life that cause you to pause, reflect, and maybe move in a new direction. With Thrivent Financial, you don't have to face those times alone. Our financial professionals apply their faith, passion, and expertise to guide Christians to be wise with money, offering life insurance, retirement, college planning options, and more. The Alan Zutz Financial Group can help you craft a plan around your goals and values. Call Alan, Sandra, Connor, or Rice at 444-0202.
Ooh, that kickoff headed way out of bounds. Well, that just turned into a penalty for somebody's vehicle. Well, while the refs are trying to figure out that play, let's call Chandler's Detail Plus and Auto Glass to fix that windshield. Detail Plus works with all insurance companies, and with any windshield replacement, they'll give you a free mini car detail. Now that's a plus. Visit online, detailplusbemidji.com, or call 444-PLUS.
At Jimmy John's, we don't make sandwiches. We make the sandwich of sandwiches. We use fresh veggies because we don't hate salads. We just feel bad for them. We make our sandwiches exactly how you want because you're the one who's eating it. And we bake bread all day, every day because stale bread isn't bread. It's croutons. Sandwich history is written by the victors. Good thing we have legible handwriting. Jimmy John's, the sandwich of sandwiches. Order pickup or delivery on the app.
If I could be you,
and you could be me for just 1 hour.
If you could find a way
to get inside each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Welcome back to the Coach's Huddle here at the Tavern on South Shore. A big thank you to Robin DeAnn-Zavril and the rest of the ownership group here at the Tavern for jumping on board this year. We certainly appreciate it to certainly those two and the rest of the owners. And I guess we would be remiss at Biss and Kella and not talk about one of the former owners here. Used to be a football coach at BSU that unfortunately, since the last time Beaver football played a game, we lost Ken Traxler. It's hard to believe how long it's been since.
I know. And you know, we didn't really get together and mourn because it was in the beginning of the COVID time frame in May, I want to say, early June 2020. Just a fixture, obviously, if you've ever been around Beaver Sports and particularly Beaver football. But regardless, Beaver Sports, Trax was always there. So
that was a tough thinking loss. About him. It was extremely a tough loss for BSU Beaver Sports and especially for football. Like Biss, you said, he was part of
always there.
What you think of Beaver football, you think of Ken Traxler.
Well, so. And Richie Honor retired since then.
Yes.
And I'm looking at this coaching staff going,
who are they?
Boy.
Except for Bolte.
Brent's the only one left. And well, I will never forget the first, well, on the football staff.
Okay. Oh, right. Yeah.
Yeah, and Coach Olson, he moved. He got a job in South Dakota. Where is he at now?
SDSU or USD or somewhere. Coach Bolte got the unfortunate task in 2004 to introduce me to the team. He took me over to Wally's, their fall camp, for their evening dinner to introduce myself to the team. I was a new football guy. Bolte was in his second year, I think. Third year.
He's been here a long time.
And he's the only one that's left.
And for a long time, it was a lot of the same coaches.
Yep.
But that's not, I mean, that's more unusual than it is the norm. I mean,
correct.
There's a lot of people coming and going, and I guess it's not a surprise, but yeah, I suppose you need to almost have name tags for these guys. Who are you again? That's right. I mean, it's been a lot, and the players too. I mean, there's a ton of them, and I mean, obviously you recognize the ones that you have dealt with more often, but still, it's kind of getting reacquainted. At least in football, you don't have to memorize everybody.
But it used to be where I'd at least have a clue of who that person was that was wearing, say, 42.
Right.
Tim O'Neill III. Sorry, the second. That is one fact that I need to figure out for tomorrow's broadcast. This team has the seconds and the thirds of any team I have ever seen in the history of college football. There's at least a half a dozen of them. I'll have that fully for you tomorrow night.
So the second isn't necessarily junior.
Yes, that's
second
junior.
Second will be a junior.
There's juniors as well.
Third means there could that your grandpa was named.
Right, same. Yes, I get
and
that.
You know what? That just shows the family traditions of these young men. Yep. So there's your first question. Who are you named after?
So our first football broadcast tomorrow night, Budweiser pregame show at 5:30. I hope I remember how to announce a football game.
I think you will.
It's been 2 years. I plugged a whole bunch of stuff into the wrong spot over here before.
Leave it plugged in and just take it like it is.
I have confidence in you. It'll come back to you quickly. It'll go great. It's going to be a little challenging weather-wise, it looks like, out there in South Dakota.
I just don't want it to lightning. It can rain. I just don't want it to lightning.
Yeah. Didn't Megan say this morning that it wasn't going to lightning?
As long as they can play the game.
I don't want a lightning delay and then have to come home.
Right. It's a long way back.
Don't want that. We will be back next week here for the Coach's Huddle at the Tavern every Wednesday night starting at 6. Giveaways and more giveaways and fabulous food. Kel and I came over the weekend, met up with some people, and had wings and nachos. It was fabulous.
Like, awesome.
I want appetizers for dinner. And they were fabulous.
So good.
See you next week here at the Coach's Huddle at the Tavern. More info online, BeaverRadioNetwork.com.
Go Beavers.
WMIS-FM, The River, 92.1, Black Duck, Bemidji.
I still can't even hardly believe my ears when you even tell me this.
Translator K237FJ, 95.3, Thief River Falls, and W300BP, 107.9, Grand Rapids.
Now this I love.
Northern Minnesota's rock station.